I haven't talked about this for a while now, but I think when it comes to, finding your person, right? There are some people that will just naturally gravitate towards you, and you'll gravitate towards them. And I'm not saying like it's, it was all planned by the universe. Oh, well, the stars have aligned. No, it's just I don't believe in that stuff, but there's just something about how you are around certain people and how they perceive you, or how much you're adorable, right? And I don't mean like cute or anything like that, although I'm not complaining. I mean like people actually like the people that admire you, the people that that don't mind spending their time with you because you matter, because the conversations you talk about are just different, and you talk about things that don't just revolve around school or work or or how's your day, and just telling them like I'm good and what about you and things like that. Like, find people who want to know more than just that, Who's asking about, how's your family, how's your mom, how's your brother, how's your dad, or how are you doing lately, right? And honestly, it doesn't really have to be a romantic relationship. Like, friends that do that for you, or people who make the effort to stay in your life, those are the people that you should keep. And don't ever take them for granted. And I wish there were times where I did not appreciate them enough, especially my mom. And I know it's such a weird tangent to spin off to, but I don't think we really truly understand the value until we know what it's like to lose something that, that is just as valuable. And these are things like, those moments where, it's like your last, right? I remember one time when, my whole family from my dad's side, with my cousins, my aunt, my uncle, my aunts and my uncles, my late grandpa and late grandma, my mom and dad, brother, we were all in the same roof, and it was Christmas. And I remember we had this really big hot pot, from a famous restaurant that we usually go to. It's called Queen's Legend. Those of you from Indonesia, you'll know. And I remember just being there, being present. You cannot see anyone with their phones because everyone's just trying to catch up with each other. Everyone's just, trying to spend time, trying to, just be present around each other, Whether it's playing cards or playing, I forgot what's the name of that game, Hana Duset with my cousins. Basically, it involves like two decks of cards. Oh, Karuta, it's called Karuta. Yeah. Fun game, you should try it. And, it makes you appreciate the fact that you got to experience that you have that in your memory ingrained inside of you for God knows how long, right? So long as your memory doesn't fail you, or my memory doesn't fail me. And yeah, you appreciate them more when you don't have that anymore in a regular basis. Like I don't have my grandpa or grandma anymore. My dad passed away 4 years ago, and so did my grandparents a few years back as well. But I made peace with that, it's fine. I think it's more so cherish your time, you know? Cherish your time. And, you know, if you know what it's like to lose someone, then you know damn well the feeling of, oh, I wish I could have done that. I wish I could have done this. I wish I spent more time with them. I wish I picked up that call. I wish I, you know, went to that trip when they asked me to. I wish I wasn't so busy all the time, coped up with, you know, with all of my school. Although that is important, but like, you know, don't get too coped up with it. That I didn't, you know, didn't spend enough time with this friend. And just make the time, you know, even though it's, dude, I don't care if it's like 30 minutes, an hour, or an hour and 30 minutes, just to be with them, just to talk with them. Just make the time, you know, it's not that hard. And, you know, just try to really ensure that you have your priorities straight, right? Your faith, your family, your friends, and then your job, right? So, yeah, my mom's calling, so I'm gonna have to end it early, but yeah, thanks for listening. Cheers.